We have Cody Carroll, health educator, Lorain County General Health District. Welcome back to the morning show, Cody.
Thanks for having me.
Well, what is a health educator?
It means a lot of different things, and it probably means a lot less of what people think it means. People think it does like means like presentations and things like that, but it's very different. It's kind of hard to explain, but we're trying to create healthier communities to make the healthy choice the easy choice.
So if somebody wanted to consult you, I mean, how would they get in touch with you? How would they know to find a health educator?
Yeah, just call the Lorain County Health Department, and that's 440-322-6367. Just give us a call and ask for the Health Promotion and Chronic Disease Prevention Department.
Well, we've got some very specific things to talk about today. First of all, this is National Breastfeeding Month. If you could tell us a little bit about that and how that affects Lorain County.
So I think the biggest thing with breastfeeding is just that these mothers have support. And whether that comes from their colleagues at work or their family at home, I think support is just critical to that whole piece. And so if support is something that you're looking for from other mothers, University Hospital's breastfeeding support group may be a great option for you.
Now, why do they feel they need support? Has there been a lack of support over the years or at any time?
I think it's just challenging sometimes. I think there's a stigma associated with breastfeeding that sometimes in public. I know that that's been an issue before. And just some of the difficulties along the way, it's just great to have that continual support.
So let's say you have a young mom, she's got a young baby, and, you know, baby's hungry, she's out in public. Boy, where would she go? What would she do?
Well, it's perfectly acceptable for her to just breastfeed there. That's not a problem. It's not against the law. Just there's some stigma associated with it. I know some mothers are not comfortable with that. Many bathrooms, you know, would be a good option if that would be a problem.
8:14 on WEOL. Let's talk a little bit about roads, traffic fatalities. I have some statistics in front of me. As of 7/29, that is July 29, 2015, this is a pretty new statistic. 19 people killed in traffic crashes, whereas in 2014, only 10 people killed in traffic crashes in Lorain County. What constitutes this increase?
Well, there's a lot of different things that contribute to traffic fatalities. We always kind of look at speed, alcohol and drugs, and not wearing a seatbelt as kind of the main contributing factors, although a lot of different things play into that stat.
But, I mean, why specifically the spike here? Because you mentioned a lot of different things. I mean, any statistics as to are there some people just engaged in more or less of the dangerous activities?
No, that's fairly consistent between last year and this year in terms of the proportions of drivers who are killed by these different contributing factors. It just there changes each year. And we just try to do the best with the Lorain County Safe Community Coalition to try and prevent some of these traffic deaths.
I noticed driving around some freeways, you know, they actually have the sign blinking. This is relatively new that actually spells out the traffic deaths.
Yeah, it's a partnership with the, it's part of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ohio Department of Transportation have just created these messages on the signs. And I feel like that's been a great message to show the public.
So basically, if somebody wants to get from point A to point B safely, if there's one or two things that you could tell them to remind them of, because we do take driving for granted, what would it be?
Wear your seatbelt and drive sober.
We are talking to Cody Carroll this morning, a Lorain County health educator. He's from the Lorain County General Health District. Now comes those three words that right around now kids hate hearing, but I have to do it. Back to school. Back to school involves a lot of things, including immunizations. Let's talk a little bit about that.
So we have 8 immunization clinics in the month of August, and it just provides a great opportunity for whether the children are heading into kindergarten and they need their shots up to date or whether they're heading off to college. We have our clinics at LorainCountyHealth.com, and people from the public can go there to access our clinics and just make sure that their children are healthy and safe starting this school year.
What are some of the immunizations that are relatively common nowadays?
Well, there's a lot of different immunizations. There's a Tdap vaccination that is, it covers a few different diseases. It covers pertussis, it covers diphtheria. There's the MMR vaccine, which covers measles, mumps, rubella. So there's a few different vaccines out there.
Thank you very much for Englishingizing those, because I hear Tdap, you know, okay, yeah, I know what that means, Tdap. Then I kind of look around for somebody who really knows what that means, and then they could whisper it to me. You know, there's a lot of parents that are still kind of funny about immunizations. What sort of reasons have they given you over the years, if any?
Well, I know there's some religious reasons that surround some people's decisions not to get immunizations, but the research has really supported immunizations and their effectiveness. And so there's really no research that's out there currently that says immunizations, you know, cause autism or any of these other claims that some of these smaller groups have made. I think it's just an individual decision, but at the end of the day, immunizations, you know, don't have harmful effects like that.
Are there any immunizations that folks are more against than others, or does it kind of go across the board?
I think it's more of a general concept of like the practice of having an immunization as opposed to a specific type of immunization. But
this would be a great opportunity for you to give out some sort of a website or some sort of a link on your website, which can talk a little bit about the Diffie immunization so people can get educated.
Yeah, everybody can visit our website at LorraineCountyHealth.com, and that not only has our clinics but has information about the vaccines as well.
Because this kind of stuff sneaks up on you. I remember when we were first talking about having a family with my wife, we never sat down and said, okay, now before we have any kids, let's see what sort of immunizations we're in for. It just kind of sneaks up on you, you know, and there it is. But it's definitely good to know. Let's talk a little bit about Lorain County Fair. You guys are going to be there. What do you guys have planned?
So we're going to have our annual Walk for Water, which is a great opportunity to come check out some of our participating partner booths. And basically, you just walk around the fair, you get a little stamp, you return to the health department's tent behind Building 17, and you get a free ice-cold bottle of water. Something else we have going on this year, we have our annual photo contest, which this year is focusing on water. The theme is Water Works, Show Us How You H2O. And so it's a photo contest that's asking users to submit photos with the water theme. And so we're going to have our top 10 photos on display at the Lorain County Fair for you to vote at.
Again, if somebody wanted just some general information about what you guys do, what sort of services you offer, where would they go?
Well, they can always visit our website, LorraineCountyHealth.com, or they're more than welcome to give us a call, 440-322-6367.
Okay, Cody Carroll, Lorain County General Health District, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you.